Kum Lenin Ablad Gemara. We're Daf Nuzayin Amud Aleph. We learned that the following through Mecheskes Tashmish, according to Rashbam, it's a 3 years with a Taina. So we said basically that if I put my animals in your chutzar or my portable ovens in your chutzar, or I raise my hens in your chutzar, or I put my fertilizer in chutzar, it's not a chazakah. Because, you know, people allow that for years to come. But if I build a mechitza there to separate what my animals do and so on and so forth, then that's a chazakah. Freddy, what am I should not raise your maishna sefer? What's the reisha to sefer? Why is it that in the reisha you can do it for years? It's not a chazaka. Well, people allow other people to put their chickens on their side or whatever. Why should it be? Why shouldn't it be a chazaka after 3 years? I didn't say anything that I gave it to you. Amar Ulul says go, rule as follows. Maybe whatever chazaka applies to nichse hager, that's a valid kinyan, which is an improvement on the land, is the same idea that you should have protested if I did it by you. It should have been annoying and should have protested. But anything which is not chashuv enough to be kinyan by hefker is also not significant enough that you should protest. So therefore, he says this: Amrula, kol she'ilu benichse hager kone. If it's annoying enough that I would have been kinyan, say it's a significant enough I would have been kinyan benichse chaveidoi kone. So therefore, also if I'm doing it a number of years by you and you didn't protest, it's a kinyan. If it's not significant enough to be kind by the chasim of a ger, so over here, so that so putting an animal on the other side is not a kinyan by nichse hager, nor is it annoying by you, so there's no chazaka. But putting permanent fixtures is. You're conflating the issues. If you leave the ground fallow, the benichse hager you plowed up the ground and kinda. Or benichse chavele kinda, 3 consecutive years you plowed up the land. You didn't plant any fruits. You're not kinda because the owner can say, "I saw you didn't plant any fruits, so I know that you didn't work the balbus." Or vadi achilas paid. What about eating, consuming the fruits? The benichse chavele kinda. If you were in my property for 3 years and I didn't complain, you're eating my fruits, it's a kinyan. Or Benisa, yeah, look, Kanda, if you just eat the fruit, we had the case of that woman, 13 years, she was cutting down a tree and she wasn't kinyan. There's no correlation between the two. This is the rule. You're right, when it comes to fremde, it makes no difference. If 3 years go by and I let your animals in my yard, you can then say you bought the right for me and or I gifted you because I would never have allowed you to, I wouldn't have tolerated it. Here we're talking about a chotzer of 2 shutrin. We're partners, and because we're partners, we tolerate a lot more than other people. Because we're partners, if you wanted to bring your portable items, your oven, your animals, doesn't bother me. If I know if I need it, I'll tell you, you take it away. But even though we're partners, to build, start building fixtures in the property, that already I should have been makpid. You tell me to stop bringing animals on my makpid. Let me ask you a question. But now we learned in the Dori, and 2 partners, they assed each other. They got into a fight. They assed each other, having any benefit from them. Now I walk into my chotzer. Now you're telling me that what? That I am meichel you. I'm meichel you on my. That what? Shutfin bechal, I'm meichel each other. And the way that Rashbam learned, not only I'm meichel, it's like I'm mafkin my rights to you. So why can't you walk into my side of the chotzer? You're not having enough for me. I was mafkin my rights. We're talking about over here. That there's a chutzes in front of the house, and the rechava, the backyard, is something which is used a lot less often. There, people don't mind so much. In the front, I'm always makpid, so therefore, shutfi cannot have enough from each other. But in the back, people don't really mind. And some of Farshim, even for fremde, they don't really mind. So therefore, 3 years is not a chazaka. Rapapa says, Idevi chutz ha-shutfin. We're talking about chutz ha-shutfin. Ika de kapti, the ika le kapti. Some people mind, some people don't mind. So the gabe mind, when it comes to money, le kula, will always be make and say he probably didn't mind, so therefore after 3 years, there's no chazaka. And gabe yisura, but when it comes to isa l'chumri machmur, that maybe he does mind, therefore shutfin shouldn't go into each other's property. The obvious question then is, why is mammon le kula, but every mammon is a suffix isa gzela, so is isa there as well? So the Ksas's brother answered that there's no Isak Zela when it's a suffix of his Zela. Isak Zela is only when it's a Vadak Zela, not when it's a suffix Zela. And according to according to others, Bezen makes his rules, Hefke Bezen Hefke, there's no Zela. The Namakbe, really part of the Namakbe. Aye, what about that Mishnah, that Shutfin, that promise each other? Then you're not having, I know, if you don't mind, then what kind of know you're having? Hamani just follows Abelezer, who he says it's not a question of the shutvim being meichel, being mafke, but they're meichel, and Abelezer does not accept this chila. Abelezer, I mean, I feel a vitrotz. Even let's if I go to this, this grocer, the Gemara that talks about that is so generous that every time you buy 10 apples, he throws in an extra apple for nothing. So, but if I'm moedin hano, the chacham say I'm allowed to walk in to buy from them. I pay him. He gives me 11th apple for free. It's not like I'm benefiting because that's business. In other words, he knows if he gives a little bit extra, he gets it back because you'll come back again and again. And he does it to everybody, so it's nothing personal. However, Abelezer says that even vitor, even mechila is forbidden because vitor, he's giving you a gift. He's giving you, you didn't pay for it, and you made a neder. You don't have any hana from it. Yeah, but if Reuven said, I don't want Shimon to have any, I don't have any hana from Shimon. Shimon happens to own a supermarket. So is Reuven allowed to go to the supermarket and buy knowing that he's going to get some extra for free? And Abelezer says, no. Because that extra gives it free, you know, gives everybody else. The fact is, you're getting benefit. According to the bono, that's business. And it's like an investment. You know, if he gives you a little bit extra, you'll feel good and you'll come back again. Rabbonin. Tanya, learn. Shutvim have a right to tell the other shutvim, I don't want you on my side of the property. Chutzmin hakvisa, except launderers. He said, you cannot, two partners who own a courtyard together cannot stop the other partner from having his wife doing the laundry in the chutzah. Why? She ain't darken shibben eitz yisro. Because it's not nice for Yiddish girls, leis bazer al kvisa. When they take a laundry, they have to lift the skirts, whatever it is. If they go to the river, people stand and peer and leer, and it's not right. This way they do in the private courtyard, even though it's only a partner there, but at least it's only a partner, not a holy friend of people. But oitzim einov made oizbira, and you'll be able to fulfill the pasuk by closing your eyes from seeing bad. Omer Chumar Abba, so now that you mentioned that, Zeshem is talking about Shemashasha Imbira, like we said, this is talking about somebody who, even though women are not dressed sneezing properly, he closes his eyes and doesn't look. What are you doing there? Idi kedrochide, you don't have to walk by the beach. Then Roshu, he deliberately went by the beach and then he's a tzaddik for closing his eyes. He's a Roshu. No, boss, he has no other bread, no honor. So, what do you want to do? He has to walk by the beach, he has no bread, that's where he lives. Who said you have to have geschmack? In other words, if you're sick and you have to eat today, who said you have to, you know, eat the breklach and suck out the marrows and the bones? So, in the same way, you have no bread, but who said you have to look, you know, force yourself? Talking about Abinoy, we'll talk some other things. Abinoy is a big Amoida in the next block, beautiful Gemara. Remember this Gemara here. Chol Chacham used to wear an undershirt. What is so special about it? Ketzad. You know how special it is? So sneer is that it covered from head to toe, literally. You cannot see any part of his flesh. According to the Rashbam, it went down to the floor. It covered even his toes. According to other Rishonim, it went down to his shoes. No, they shouldn't wear shorts. Talis, what's a talis? This is the over. This is the mantle he wore around it. Ketzad kol sheichlu nidim betachto tefach. That it goes till a tefach to the ground. All you see from the chalukia underneath it is a little bit less than a tefach, no more than that. And if you see nothing, it's even better. Shulchan. Now this is very interesting. I never thought about this before. You know, Tfilin's Gemara here. Every table we have a tablecloth. What do you think the purpose of a tablecloth is? How do you always understand? Why do we have a tablecloth? Nice. You know the Gemara says why this tablecloth started. To wipe your hands in the middle of eating. What do your hands get dirty? Let's have a tablecloth and you wipe your hands. Therefore, the tablecloth is the dirty part. The non-tablecloth is the clean part. So Talmud Chacham should have the food set up in the non-tablecloth part. It's nice. And the tablecloth part is okay.
I was told the tablecloth to protect the nice wooden table.
And I'll tell your mother what you just found out over there.
My mother, no.
Shulchan shatamachacham, the table of tamachacham, Ketzer, how's it work? Shnei shlishik, two thirds of the tablecloth, yishlish galayi, and one third is uncovered. But all of on the part that's uncovered, kaidos v'yedek, is that's where you have the grinsen, and that's where you have all the plates and nice things. The tablecloth is where you eat from. Machlek is a shiny, means two thirds length and one third length, or it means two thirds means circumference, and the center, what do they call when they these tables, you know, the Chinese thing where the middle is a goose table, that's what it's called, what is it called? Jimmy, you know all these things, what is it called? You know what I'm talking about? Where the center is the center is like where they have all the food thing and that it turns around and you can turn it around and pass it so along those lines. Okay, that's what it's supposed to be. And the tabate b'chus, very interesting. In those days, the tables were all small. Every table had a hook, and after they finished eating, they would hang it up on the wall. That ring to put in the hook should be on the outside. The ring is on the inside, like kasha. Hard to eat, you look if there's a kid around, so the kid will play with the ring. If it's on the outside, leave the ring on the inside. But if there's no kid around, it's better leave on the outside so the people inside can feel comfortable and move all the way up to the table. What you boys say? How about like no kid, like kasha hodi gishamish? Like if there's a gabai, if there's a shamish, he can sometimes get caught on the ring on the outside. Put the ring on the inside. If there's no shamish, better put the ring on the outside and you hang it up from the top. What you boys say? How about like gishamish a shamish? Like kasha hobby, but by day you can see it, so therefore you can leave the ring on the outside. How about like night? You cannot see it. Vishalam modded. What's the table I'm modded look like? Daimel looks like limedura, looks like a big fire which is full of pots. The kedetas, makifas, oisim, pots all around it. In other words, that they have a tablecloth on the whole table and they have the food in the middle and the plates all around it. It's a mess, which is what we have today. Let me write, mitash a Talmud Chacham, the bed of a Talmud Chacham, Ketzah, how is it? Kosher, ain't tachter, the only thing found on it is Ella Sandalin, be Moisechama sandals in the summer of Minali Moisech Shamim. In the winter they have the covered shoes and in the summer they have sandals. In other words, nothing is under the bed that doesn't belong there. Mishalam Arad, Daimelo Eitzibolus, Amarad, the ganze kitchen over there. And we know you're not allowed to have your food underneath that bed because there's a Ruach Tum over there, because your Shamim leaves at night and Turub comes in. That's why there's some poskim hold, very interesting, on Pesach, you're allowed to have, you know, kids hide up and came in under the bed and everyone screamed, but some poskim hold, there's no problem. Because since on Pesach, the mazikin don't have any, there's no mazikin. There's no mazikin, there's no ruchatume. No ruchatume, you're allowed to hide anything you want under the bed. Rabbana, now that we're talking about Rabbana, we learn a very interesting Gemara. Rabbana, he was called Rabbana, he was a builder, he one of the things he did, we had a Gemara, that is lucky to do it, but also Rabbana. Havikam Mitzayin, Marasa, he went around finding all these caves and making lines around. Why? Rashi over there says, because the Koinim shouldn't need Kotchi. Rashbam over here says, because the Israelim who wanted to be Torah shouldn't become Torah. And other Rishonim say, the reason is, to know where the Kvarim and the Tzadikim are, so we can daven to them. Because the big machlek is if a tzaddik is kaved b'chalz matamim. So Rashi did lose clue. Yes, because Rashi says you need to make sure the kainim go. But Rashbam he learns for Yisraeli. Why does he say kainim? So lechayda. I mean, hadin did not matamim. That's when Menashe passed away. Or the chassidim, you know, the big machlek is there whether they can go to the Menashe's levaya, not the kainim. But the Rashbam, by saying not talking about kainim, talking about Yisraelim, seems to be learning that there's not matamim, but the Yisraelim who are machmer on themselves, the talis hakodesh, also a machmer not to go to anybody's cave, including a tzaddik. So they needed to know. Or the others will learn that it was B'chal for David.
He used to climb down into the catacomb and measure it exactly.
So that's Rabbanah.
So he could make a...
Yeah, that's Rabbanah. But what for? It was for that Yisraelim. Doesn't measure wood. Why not Koinim? The most obvious thing is for Koinim. Then go back to Kimot, Lamarachin, the Marzah Machpele. Ashkei found Eliezer, Eved Avram, the Koi Kame Baba. Eliezer was standing by the door maintaining security. It says in the Cheretz, from the seven people who went to Gan Eden, and he became from a cursed nation to a Torah nation. Omele, Michael, Ovid Avram, what's he doing right now? Omele, Gane Bikan for the Soda. He's lying on Soda's lap. The Koma'ain Eberesha Soda is going through his hair. Tell him that Bono's standing by the door. Does he mind if I walk in? I got to measure the Marzal Pela. Omle Leil, come in. Made the Yod Avram said he knows the Yetzibur Hayamalek. To see a man and his wife lying like that is not nice. But in this world of his, no Yetzibur. And Bono also won't be affected by it. Ayil, he went in. Ayil, he looked. Vinofig, and he walked out. He measured. Kimota, doesn't say he spoke to Avram, which is surprising. He had nothing to say to Avram. Then he went to Admonition. Yotze Baskav Amr and he stakalta b'demus d'yaitni. You saw Yaakov who looked like me. B'demus atzma t'stakal. You can't come into Adam. Adam is in a high madrega. Habino l'tziuni marota. He said to the Baskav, but I need to measure the Admonition. Kimidil chitzay nekach mizapinimis. You should know already. Every box is the exact same measurement. You already measured Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Adam is the same. Uleman Dama, the one that we learned native, that was Shnei Batim Zul Ma'ilim Zul, wasn't that one on the same floor, in the same stock. There were two stock, there were two floors there, and one above the other, so others underneath. Then Kimidal Yene Kachmi Tachtain. So if it's underneath, then who cares? Because Avraham Yitzchak covered it, but I guess maybe in case it didn't stick out. Amar Rabbanah said, Nistakalti Bishnei Kovav, I looked at his two toes, his two heels, with Daimim Lishnei Gagalicham, I couldn't see Adam, but as I walked by the door was open, and I saw his two heels, and it was shining like the sun. And the body was still completely intact. Eyes as a lof of Tashuv, that's when Mashiach will come right before then. Hakob Bifnei Sarek Koy Bifnei Adam, everyone compared the beauty of Sarek like a monkey for a person. Sorry before Chava, but sorry compared to Chava, get kai before the Adam is like a monkey before a person. Chava before Adam, get kai before the Adam. Chava compared to Adam is like a monkey before a person, and Adam is chinuch get kai before the Adam. Not sure what the last comparison means. Shufrei the Rav Kahana mein Shufrei the Rav. Rav Kahana was as handsome as Rav, and Rav Shufrei mein Rabavu, and Rav looked at Rabavu. Remember, you had all the girls and princesses to run after her, after him, because he was such a good-looking man. Shufrei the Rabavu mein Shufrei the Yaakovinu, and the beauty of Rabavu was like the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, and Shufrei the Yaakovinu mein Shufrei the Medishin, and Yaakov is as handsome as other Medishin. What about Rabbi Yechon? We learned about Matzia Yechon also very handsome, but he didn't have a beard. Had he had a beard, it would have been then on the same
thing. Eyebrow that fell down.
Yeah, really handsome. Covered everything.
He had special tweezers to lift it up.
I won't go sure there was a witch. That he used to have a habit of, what do you call these people who go and take out dead bodies?
Necrophilia?
No, not necrophilia. No, these people who put they steal for colleges so they can do their tests. I have a name, these people. I'm very bad today. The people who go and steal dead bodies. I forgot what it's called. Not doing well today. Kimota, when he came, this witch came to Amarota, but he had other intentions. His intention was to use us for witchcraft. Kimota, when he came, Amarota, the Rav Tuvi Bamasne, he came to the grave. Of Rav Tuvi Bamasne, Tovse Bedikne, but he passed away already. He stood up, grabbed a hold of this witch's beard. He passed away already, but a tzaddik is alive even when he passed away. Also, Abai came along. Amalei ben Metusva, do me a favor. Shavke, you're a good friend of mine. Let him be. Lashona Charita, a year later, the guy thought for Shona, but his body's decomposed.
He asked
of Tuvia Bar Masna, do me a favor, let go of this Amgushi. Somehow or another, Abai was helping out Amgushi. Why would he help out the Kishimach? I don't know. Harder us. Then he came. He came a year later. Tough said, basically, he grabbed a hold of his beard again. Also, Abai came along. He said, "Lazim Tzuru." So he said, "He was." It says that Rambam said he's a good friend of this witch, of this mechashev. That's even worse. It's hard to understand. Abai, the guy was his friend. A witch. The Tanya says he got to kill the witches, and Abai was hard to understand. I look at my shirt. No one talks about these things here. Anyway. Also, Abaye Lashavke, the two of us refused to let him go. At the icy mystery, he brought a scissor. The Gazel Dikni had to cut his beard off so that he can save his friend Bechashev. Of course, they did. And the Tanya says, "Machshav Chai." Usually, it's a woman, but he was a man. But interesting is that we're talking about here a tzaddik who passed away and his mamish alive. Forget about the fact that the body is intact. Mamish alive. Still, he grabbed hold of his beard and he had a strong grip. That this guy couldn't get his beard out. Abai had to cut his beard off. So there's a whole letter to the Rajbo. Somebody writes that he wants to bring his whole Gemara Pidrush. And the Rajbo sort of says, we don't understand these Gemara, just take it at face value. Okay, see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.